I think what we'll probably hear from the president tonight is a good deal of boasting about recent changes in the economy, positive changes, economically speaking. I think that what we'll hear from the president tonight is some bragging about the tax reform that was passed, the bonus checks that are coming to American workers along with lower taxes. And I think if he stays on script, it'll probably be a very upbeat sort of State of the Union address, combined with a call for working together on issues like immigration and infrastructure. I think he'll probably challenge the Democrats to come up with an immigration compromise that will include security for the Dreamers and funding for the wall.
Would you like to see him avoid bashing previous administrations and concentrate more on positive aspects?
Well, I think that's what will serve him best going into the midterm elections, and a State of the Union address like this is all about the midterm elections that are coming up in November. And I think that what the voters are probably looking for as they consider their choices this fall is accomplishment and improvement and things happening. So I think if the president stays on script, we'll probably see a lot of that positive thinking. Now, if I were advising the Democrats, I would advise them to do things to get him off script, to laugh, to boo, to do other things that will rattle him and get him off script. So I think we may see a few antics tonight in the chamber to try to distract, and then the Republicans might respond to it. So it might not be an entirely scripted show tonight. I think there might be some spontaneous moments.
Is this a good chance for the president, you know, to really help solidify his base and maybe get a few more people in the tent, too? Maybe people that feel uneasy at times about the president when he's on his Twitter machine and things like that, that maybe this might be a good time to say, you know what, all in all, things are going in the right direction, and I'm going to stick with this.
Well, look, there are a few times when it's easier for a president to look and to seem presidential than a State of the Union address. I mean, you've got the entire chamber, both parties, people in the gallery cheering you on. You're announced three or four times before you start speaking, the president of the United States. So it's a good forum for any president to try to boost his approval ratings and try to challenge the other party. And I think we are going to see some of that challenge tonight. I think that particularly on immigration, the president will probably try to make the Democrats seem intransigent, ideological, and whereas he will present himself as the one who's got plans, ideas, solutions, and a willingness to work together.